Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is, as you've heard me say many times, one of the great futurists of our time. Author of The Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. That book will change your life, and the video will change it again, as it did mine 35 years ago. About 30 years ago, I guess I should say. Joel is, we're so fortunate to have had him with us, for the last 13 years. He's had a number of other books he's written. He's the creator of The Implications Wheel, which I hear about from other people when I'm traveling around the country. He's our good friend Joel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a joy to be with you. We have a good time.
We do, don't we? It's good to have you back. So, Joel, folks, when Joel joins us, he talks about things that are coming at us from the future. And every one of these things that we've got today are things that you and I can use or will benefit from sooner than later. There's a new research that they've done on killing cell aging, killing cells that increase the aging process. I'm not saying that exactly right. Well, tell us about it, Joel.
Pretty close. But what it is, I've been following the anti-aging and age reversal work since I got in the field in 1974. So I have watched the entire history of this thing happen. And today we are at a point where we are now beginning to test things directly for their ability to slow or reverse the aging process. One of the things we've learned is that there's a set of cells called senescent cells that everybody has in their body. They are cells that no longer can reproduce. They can't split, you know, mitosis. They can't turn into two cells. But they still produce chemicals, enzymes, materials that are useful for the body. And so we have them. That's why they're part of us. But they also have this dilemma is that when you get too many of them,
mm-hmm.
they seem to affect the aging process and make aging happen.
And do we acquire too many as we live longer? Is it the aging? Is it the chronological collection of years? Is that how we amass the extras or what?
That's a good question. It's my understanding that the cells just tire out, and so it's not so much a collection of as it is that more cells become senescent than they did when you were young. So you had senescent cells when you were younger, but now it's going on. Now what's happened is work at the Mayo Clinic and several other great research institutions have discovered that if we can minimize the senescent cells in mice and in rats, their aging slows down or even stops in some cases. One of the things that's interesting is they're healthy. They haven't extended their age. They don't get older, but they stay healthier longer, which isn't a bad deal. They call it the health span now. What is your health span?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got two drugs, one drug and one supplement. And what's important about that is they've both been tested, so you don't have to go through that huge regimen of testing.
Wow.
And they've run the first human tests to see if there are any side effects. And there were no side effects significant enough to say we should slow down on this.
Wow.
So we're now moving toward a pilot process where we will take people who are – yep, go ahead.
Any idea when they'd be available across the counter, so to speak?
Oh, I think it's a couple of years yet. But what's important is like about 7 years have been cut off the process because we know how – one is an anti-cancer drug. One is just a supplement sold over the counter. And so we can get to these things quickly. And here's the patients they're going to test with are people who are in terminal condition. So they can then, you know, so they don't have any choice. So this is something that might extend their
nothing
life or might not.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing, exactly. So they're doing a heroic thing for the rest of us. But if it turns out what we believe, believe will happen, it will then offer us this new pathway to clearing out most but not all of your senescent cells and having a much healthier, older life instead of slowly kind of being...
And not just being an attack dog, so to speak, on bad stuff like cancer, but maybe giving us, better movement, better use of our nourishment, getting rid of things that, like the aging of the skin, that kind of thing. Maybe just to
you'll feel younger and you will avoid diseases like Parkinson's, dementia, and Alzheimer's, which are significantly driven by age.
Very much. Yeah, absolutely. This is exciting stuff, folks, and you heard it right here from Joe Barker. More to come after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame, Joe Barker, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.